What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, your premier podcast for we're covering the whole gamut. Premier hockey podcast, covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. I'm sad I don't get to yell like meat or beard or gambling or anything today.
You can yell whatever you want. I mean,
I know, but like
coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Get out of here with your coffee.
It's Friday morning. Yes.
We're recording this Friday morning because I was out and JD was sick. So when you hear this, we've had 12 hours to marinate on the game, which we're just going to say the same stuff we would have said after the game. But Sharks beat the Islanders 2-1 in overtime. And we're going to break it down now. Meet.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I got a meet in there anyway.
Yes, you did. Always.
It just felt right. When is Omaha Steaks coming back?
Hopefully next week.
So. We need more meat-based ads.
Yes, all meat-based ads.
Is there any other meat companies that sponsor podcasts?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Just Omaha, the OG. It felt good when Omaha Steaks rolled in there and they're like, you have to do Omaha Steaks. Felt like a real podcaster from like 2015.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is JD. I don't know, man. I got nothing.
Eric Carlson to Jacob Middleton.
I was going to say the Brooklyn Queens Expressway to my, I don't know what another road is. Long Island Express. I don't know.
Eric Carlson to my Timo Meyer. There we go.
No, because I want to be both of them.
So selfish.
Yeah. The Sharks beat the Islanders 2-1. Probably should have been a bigger score gap. But the Sharks, once again, played amazing defense. Why are the Sharks good at defense? When did this happen? Why did this happen? How did this happen? God.
Is Jacob Middleton the key to the Sharks' defense? People are asking.
He's the straw that stirs the drink for the Sharks. It's just weird that they're so good defensively this year. Like, if you look at the heat map of where the shots are coming from after the game, there's a lot of green. There's a lot of green, to be fair. But, like, the light green is, like, not. They're just, like, wristers and stuff like that. It's not a lot of shots coming from that area. It's all to the outside, all up above. There's a little bit of orange in the middle, but, like, that's going to happen. Can they just be a sick defensive team and start grinding out wins and just carry that on?
They out Islanders the Islanders last night, where it was just like, you know what, we're gonna limit the shots. The Islanders only took 25 shots, so we know going into this game we knew that the Islanders were a low event hockey team, and the Sharks took 35 shots, which is way above their season average. But like, again, it's just those quality of shots where the Sharks constantly in front of the net taking shots. And you know, if it wasn't for I'm mixing up my goalies. If it wasn't for the Isles goalie, this game probably,
I think you mean Sorokin,
thank you. This game probably would have been like 4-1 easily, just because the way the expected goals all situations for the Sharks was 3.14 while the Isles was at 1.63. So this game should have been much more of a blowout. But the Sharks are, that's just what they are right now. It may not be the most exciting hockey, but, you know.
Yeah, the game wasn't exciting.
No, it wasn't exciting, but, like, they did what they had to. They're on a long road trip, and they've won the first three games out of a road trip against some competition that's kind of around where they are, if not below the way they are. But they're doing what they're supposed to right now, and they're stacking those points, which is what we ask for them to do right now, is just try to stack as many points on this road trip. And they're looking really good. I know this Rangers game tonight is going to be a very tall test, but I mean, if if they could win 4 out of 5, they're going to be feeling really good about themselves heading home.
Yeah, I mean, they're already going to come home on a positive from the road trip, but it is concerning that they couldn't do more offensively. I guess Sorokin did play well, but it's the goals are there, and it's funny that Nick Bonino is now the hot fire because he scored 3 out of 4, 3 out of 4 last games. If you look at the Sharks,
cyberbullying works, right, Kyle?
Yeah, cyberbullying works. We did it, guys. If you look at the Sharks heat map, that they're getting to the where you want to see. Their heat maps have pretty much looked the same all season, unless like the shitty games where they don't shoot anything.
Yeah. They're taking a few amount of shots, but they're all very high quality. And
yeah, for the most part,
that's what leads to their higher than expected, you know, shooting percentage compared with their low shots. So, is this sustainable? We'll see.
Well, but, the defense probably is.
Yeah,
I mean, Aiden Hill finally played. This is his best game since
the Calgary game,
the shutout.
I'd say the Calgary.
Oh, game. Calgary game. Right. Yeah. He looked much more comfortable. Maybe Reimer's got to play 3-4 games and then Aiden Hill plays one and 3-4. Well, and just like to get him, maybe he, like, I know he's only played what, 27 games coming into this season. Yeah. Maybe he just needed to adjust and he needs a longer ramp up to get into a comfort zone, or maybe he's just, cause he's still young and hasn't played a lot of NHL games. Maybe he just needs to be more of that backup right now. And as Reimer's working it, so like it's not a detriment to the Sharks, but maybe he just needs this longer tail. I think his playing well against the Islanders means that we might see him against Columbus on Sunday. With the back-to-back, Reimer's going to play against the Rangers, and then they're going to choose from there. But I think they might go back to Hill. Like he played well. Obviously, he was never going to play today, but throw him in the net against Columbus and see if he got a little something rolling on there, and give Reimer another little extra rest because he played like five in a row, and then
he's played a lot of games. So.
Yeah. So could be a good opportunity for Hill to keep the good vibes going.
Yeah, and I think too with Hill, like that first goal was a bad, like terrible goal, and that was a combination of Middleton not being very good spot defensively. You know, they were trying to.
Quickly... How dare you speak ill of our new superstar, our burgeoning superstar?
They were trying to quickly get a line change on, and he just wasn't able to get it. But then it's also Hill just not being aggressive enough, where he was just really far back in his crease. And I know Matt Barzal is probably what, a top 20 player in the NHL, right? Like he's going to score amazing goals, but that was one where Hill probably looked back and was like, "Yeah, I probably should have saved that." But after that, he was lights out, stellar the rest of the night. Had a really nice stop on Barzal in the third period, to where Barzal probably should have scored that goal, and then Hill stopped him there. So, yeah, it's nice to see Hill to get going. If you know, like right now, if Reimer is the number one, and then by the end of the season, if they're more of a 50-50 split because Hill's kind of finding his footing, that's good things, right? So, but Kyle, we have a new sponsor to talk about before we get going.
Hell yeah.
So
new money.
So you listen to podcasts for the power of knowledge or the dick jokes. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Because with Boost, you can get the power of free 5G phone so you can listen to all the latest episodes. The power of 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line so your family can harness all that brain power too. And the power of 1 America's largest 5G network so you can get do all the speed of 5G. With all that money you'll save and that knowledge you'll gain, just how powerful will you become? Switch to Boost Mobile and find out. Get a free Samsung A32 5G when you switch to one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save, Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers/coverage not available everywhere for all the phones/networks. See boostmobile.com for details. So we waited this long.
Should we just talk about Erik Karlsson?
Erik Karlsson and Timo Meier?
I don't want to talk about Timo right now. Fuck yeah.
Okay. We'll wait. All right, Erik Karlsson.
What an absolute goddamn boss. That pass in overtime was so sick. That's the pass that, like, not many people in the NHL can make. It was very similar, actually, to the Game 7 Barkley Goodrow winner pass, where Karlsson's coming down the wing. On the right side, and he feathers in a pass through the defender to a streaking guy on the left.
But Barkley Goodrow finishes it. So is Barkley Goodrow better than Timo Meier? People are asking.
The Rangers think so.
Yes.
That pass is wild. I don't really know what Timo was doing when he went on his little trip to the back of the net. The Timo pass was fine. It was a good way to find Karlsson, but like that was much more desperation than like, look how sick I am with it. Really happy that Karlsson went to the net, but Erik Karlsson has been nothing short but first pair defender.
Yeah,
this season. Jay I Fresh. Believe the Athletic has him in the Norris conversation.
Yeah, Jay Fresh just tweeted out this morning. Like he tweeted out his all of his kind of a way too early award winners, and I think he had Erik Karlsson as fourth for the Norris right now. So Yeah, I mean, we were like, hey, if Erik Karlsson can just get back to being a first pair defenseman, and the Sharks will be really happy with him. And if he's actually outside of the Norris conversation, that's really good so far, especially with, you know, and there's also him missing, what, six games this year too because of COVID.
Maybe that was like his like fake injury break. got a little rest. Dom from The Athletic, I was just pulling it up to see because he did his like awards. He has Timo Meier fifth for the Hart. We were on that first. Timo for Hart was our thing first.
Yes.
And then for the Norris, he has Erik Karlsson fifth. He has Ekblad, Fox, Hedman, McAvoy, Karlsson. Which is pretty exciting to see that Erik Karlsson has come back to life.
Yeah. And yeah, he was a little quiet in the first period, but like definitely got his legs going too. And he even said after the broadcast where he's still not 100% from COVID, but you know, still kind of dealing with some lingering issues with that. So, you know, if he's playing this well now, like this is really positive stuff. So,
he's got 57% expected goals rate, a 67% actual goals rate, 12 points in 16 games, which means he's on pace for 62 points. I believe last night that would go up because he scored.
Yes.
And then he has a +5 penalty differential. And the on a per game basis, only Adam Fox has more defensive wins added. Erik Karlsson is on pace for 5 wins added over the season.
Seems good.
Yeah, seems good.
A rejuvenated Karlsson, because then you have like your. Because the Sharks have always had this, where it's like you have your offensive pairing, which apparently is the Middleton Karlsson.
Only one Norris winner can live while the other must die.
Yeah, but then like Burns and Ferraro have kind of settled into the shutdown role, and then
yeah, but they're not shutting their shit.
Yeah.
They've been bad. Like, why do we have to pretend that they've been anything but bad over the last like 3 weeks?
Yeah, and then you have your third pairing, which is still whatever. So.
They've probably been better than Burns Ferraro.
I think
Burns Ferraro sucks.
The fancy stats do say that they have, but I think that if you watch like the eye test, it's yeah. But anyway,
yeah, the eye test sucks too. Burns Ferraro, like Vlasic Šimek, can't move the puck anywhere. Like it's a disaster. But Burns Ferraro they're playing way too many minutes, and they're playing way too much high leverage stuff. Like Erik Karlsson's playing at a Norris level this season.
Maybe you
get him some more minutes with Middleton. Yeah. They're just stuck in this Ferraro.
What a Burns world. Game. Why doesn't Jake Middleton get more minutes?
What a world indeed.
What a world. So Timo Meier, I thought he died in the third period. I held my breath. So when he
that would have been bad because the dude's on fire. He scored two more points last night.
Yeah. He took that knee-to-knee injury. And you never know with those guys, like when, you know, like when two guys collide, when they run into each other, is the knee-to-knee. You never know with that. So, yeah. But he came back, didn't miss a shift, and looked, you know, was good enough to get the primary assist on the game winner. But, yeah, he's been on fire, what, 24 points now?
No, 22 points in 16 games. He's got – it's nice and spread out, 11 goals, 11 assists. His 22 points.
That's not updated. It's he's up to
24. He's up to 24?
Yeah, it's 11 goals, 13 assists.
Oh, there we go. Yes, I see. So the score updated their overall and not their individual.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So he's 24 points. He's tied for 13th in the league. He's 17 points off the league. Leon Draisaitl is 41 and Connor McDavid is 40. But that doesn't matter. 24 points is nothing to sneeze at. Like this is, do you think he knows it's contract time? And then next year we get Timo Meier the last 3 years.
Don't forget, this is actually isn't contract time. He's got next year on his contract as well. So he has 2 years left on his contract, but, I think though, this is just, I think it's safe to say this is just Timo Meier now. Like, is he going to continue to score at this pace? Probably not, but is he going to can he continue to play this way? I think so. And especially with that line of Dalin, Couture, Admire, and Dalin really quick. Whew, what a pass.
That pass was so nice. Through the legs. It was perfectly. I waited. And the guy went down and did the old splits and a little slip through the thing. Good thing Bonino was Johnny on the spot with his stick down. Cause I was like, oh no, this pass is coming through. Bonino was getting like hassled by the Islander guy. I was like, this is going to be one of those things where everything leading up to it is amazing. And then Bonino just, either gets tied up or isn't paying attention. I was like, oh, well, yeah, stick down. So,
yeah, Benito, what didn't I think? Yeah, Benito definitely missed that pass earlier in the season, but it's good to see Benito has he's back. He's been resurrected.
Back, baby.
But yeah, back to Timo though. I think, like I said, I don't know if he can continue scoring at this rate, but he is the engine right now for the Sharks. And you know, we discussed who's the best player on the Sharks, and I think it's pretty safe to say it's Timo Meier right now, and it's not close. So,
oh yeah, well it could be Erik Karlsson
or Erik Karlsson, but
best forward. Timo's taken it from Hurdle. Like Hurdle hasn't. He's been quiet the last little bit.
Yeah,
he's been still making quiet plays where he needs to and stuff, and he's obviously on that line with Barabanov and Balzers, who like had the 68% Corsi 4% and stuff like that. He just hasn't put up the goals and things that we expect from him, especially coming in the season after he was a point per game player coming back from COVID. But I'm sure I have faith that Tomas Hertl will.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Tomas Hertl right now.
But if they could get Hertl going and Timo, and then have Dahlin chip in, and then have the third line score some goals, and then Carlson's back, that's play, I might soften my they're not very good stance.
Come to the dark side.
Hold on, I'm holding off for now.
All right, Kyle though.
Yes.
If you decided that maybe, you know what, I think I want to put some money down on the Sharks making the playoffs, where could you go?
Definitely to the internet.
And where on the internet?
BetOnline.
Indeed. So BetOnline has you covered for all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As football season continues their march to the playoffs, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all sports action this season. So head over to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
We all get hungry. Duh. It's a human thing that we all get hungry. You need to eat, you need to drink. But sometimes you're out in a place where you don't really have, you can't just stop in, grab a Big Mac. If you're into that, you're not just carrying around a salad or some green beans. You need something to get you going. Maybe you're in line at the store. You're doing some holiday shopping, picking up some gifts, picking up some presents, and Bed Bath & Beyond is really, really long, really full. You're like, let me just grab a Built Bar. Because it tastes like a chocolate bar, possibly even better than a chocolate bar. And it's filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate. But the thing is that it's low in calories, sugar, carbs, and fat, but it's high in protein. And the thing is, maybe you're thinking, I don't know, like I really like peanut butter, I really like coconut. Well, they have all those flavors. They have something you like. We just got to try the key lime puff and the ruby white chocolate puff. Those are good. We had Rocky Road. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe you love marshmallows. Maybe that's what you're into. They have so many flavors for you to choose from. And while you're walking around, you can always pop one in. You can always do it while you're driving, do it whatever. Maybe it's Christmas morning and you want to be like, oh, the turkey's in the oven, just like Thanksgiving. And you're like, yeah, I'm a little hungry. Well, you can smell that turkey. Grab one there. Have a little bite, give it to your friends, give it to somebody else, try them out. There's mix boxes. If somebody doesn't know what flavor they like, just grab a mix box. You don't have to get all the same flavor. You can do whatever you want. They always have special flavors. They always have different flavors. They're always coming out with new flavors. JD and I get random samples to like help promote, and we'll just open it up and we never know what's going to be in there. So it's really great. There's a caramel apple almond thing recently. Really good. Didn't know that existed. And you got to go to the website to find out where they are and what you can do. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, which is right down here, to get 15% off your order at built.com.
So, Kyle, are
JD was on the classic maneuver.
Damn it. Are the good vibe Sharks back?
Well, no, I'm reserving judgment until after the Rangers game.
So,
because if they roll over like a dog in the street, then they're not back.
But yeah, I mean, it's...
No, I mean, like, honestly, the part of the good vibes Sharks thing was that they went into Toronto and beat them. They came back against Boston. They're playing tough teams tough and beating up on shittier teams and stuff like that. They are trending in the right direction. They got through the COVID stuff, and it wasn't looking great, but they seem to be back on what they came into the season looking to do. But if they roll into Madison Square Garden tonight and are like, well, here's 5-0, we look like crap, we're not doing anything, then they're, no, they can't be back. Because part of being good vibes and part of being on the upswing, trending back towards the playoffs and trending back towards a team that'll compete in the next couple of years, is you have to throw down with the big guys every once in a while. You can't just get smoked by all the good teams. So if they roll into, rock up to Madison Square Garden, and there's just like heaps of shots against them and they look like crap and there's too many men penalties and all that stuff, then no, they can't be back. It's not possible for them to be back after that. But if they battle, I think Monday we can officially resuscitate them.
Yeah.
Give them that old mouth to mouth.
But the most Sharks thing would be to win tonight and then just get pumped by Columbus on Sunday.
The Vibe Sharks might be back if that happens, though, because beating the Rangers is much more valuable than beating the Blue Jackets. But that would be funny. Cole Sillinger just has like 5 points.
Yeah, that would be the most Sharks thing ever. But yeah, I mean, it's good to see them playing this way. You know, I think they've had such a weird season where like the first 7 games, it was like good Vibe Sharks. And then they got crushed by COVID. So the, like, next 7 games. Back. And then now they've kind of found their footing again too, and especially they have a much kind of softer schedule here the rest of December, and I think they got a big game against the Stars on Saturday, but like, you know, there's a lot of much very winnable games this December, so I think the Sharks are setting themselves up to be in a good position coming out of December going into the new year, especially when the trade deadline starts to heat up. So
can we just point out that Ugarden sucks?
Please, I don't want to think about it.
They're so.
I know they bad. Keep getting destroyed, but
what is this? Ugarden.
Also, while you're looking it up, I hope Gajojevic. Yeah, he took a nasty shot block. I guess the X-rays came back negative, but I think he's gonna be out for a little while. Like, they had to carry him off the ice, and it didn't look good. So I assume Lane Peterson's going to come in today in his spot on the bottom pairing or the bottom.
Can we get Nick Merkley back to life?
Yeah, where's Nick Merkley? I know Hataka back to the Barracuda, but where's Nick Merkley?
Ugarden is officially bottom of the table.
That's good.
They've played 24 matches, so they've played the second most. Well, one team's played 25, but everybody above them has played 24, 23. They're five wins. I don't know what WO is. I don't know.
It's wins overtime.
Wins overtime, losses over. The one win overtime, one loss overtime, and 17 losses. Yeah, they have 18 points right now. They are 7 points back of Timrå for 13th. Timrå is tied with Malmö and 2 points back of Brynäs to get out of the playout. So how SHL works is that the bottom two teams play a series of matches, and then whoever finishes last gets relegated to like SHL 2, and somebody comes up. So the same way that Timrå made its way up because of Dahlin from Allsvenskan. Whoever loses that playout goes down to Allsvenskan.
Timrå seems Jugarden's gonna be relegated.
What is he learning? Like what is he doing? In Ugarden that he couldn't do.
Well, they famously only have weight rooms in Sweden, so yes.
I wish I could work this website better. It's very hard. Where are you, William Eklund? Forwards. They do defense first on here. It's very strange. William Eklund has played 6 games, and he has 3 assists.
Okay.
And I mean, where's Marcus Sorensen has 20 points in 23 games. Marcus Sorensen is by far their best player. So that's telling you something.
Right. Kyle, before we get out of here, the people have demanded our 3 fries of the week.
Oh, yeah, we did this thing. Okay, who's your third fry?
My third fry of the week is Jacob Superstar Middleton, who has, for some reason, been one of the best players, defensive players for the Sharks this year. Really solidified that second pairing with Carlson. And we laughed at the thought of Jacob Middleton playing on this team, and jokes on us, because he's been really good this year. So, yeah, good for you, Jacob.
I'm actually going to change mine, because otherwise we just have the same 3 players. My third is James Reimer. He's the old man's got to get his due. He came in, solidified, played well. They won some games. He looks like he's the number one right now. You got to give the guy credit. He's doing his thing.
He is. He's been very good this year. And yeah,
I'm surprised you didn't go with Noah Gregor Or is he coming up? Oh, I shouldn't spoil this. Who's number two for you?
Let's go Noah Gregor. I was debating on my, yeah, but yeah, he looks like he wants to, he's tired of the, what'd you say, the AHL buses, bus rides.
And they had a shitty per diem.
Yeah, yeah, so Noah Gregor, who's really fun. I think that Gregor-Bonino pairing's been really good. So I'm really excited for him to, you know, I've always liked Gregor, and it's nice to see that he's found his footing so far this year. So yeah, Noah Gregor, keep doing your thing.
Number two for me, Timo Meier. I don't need to say anything about the man who drinks small coffees.
Yeah, number one for me is Timo Meier because, god damn, that's all.
Yeah. Number one is Erik Karlsson. If that guy responds that he's a waste of money at $11.5 million and should be traded or sent to the HL or whatever, get out of our mentions. Get out. He's playing to that level this year.
And he's playing like
well, one time in game 14, he actually had a turnover where he should have shot it 33% harder. Like, don't do that.
The turnovers, we went through the turnovers the other day with between Burns and Karlsson.
Well, it seems like if you're going to nitpick like these very small details when he plays,
then hold well, Brent Burns to the same caliber.
Yeah, and everybody else on the team. Where's Logan Couture been at?
Actually, Couture was the reason why that goal, the overtime goal. He
for sure, but like that's what I'm saying. Erik Karlsson does a lot of good stuff, and then people are just like pointing out this one thing.
Yeah,
we can do that with a lot of people. Don't do that. Don't be those people.
Yeah, Aiden Hill should have been out 3 feet further from his crease to stop that.
Aiden Hill is gigantic.
Yes,
just an absolute massive unit.
He is.
If you
are following, let's go.
That's not what I would have said, but anyway, to each their own. Locked On Sharks on Twitter. Dick jokes every day, all day. What's the locked on thing? Locked On Podcasts?
Your team every day? Yeah.
Locked On Shark. Many dicks every day. God, we're getting an email from the bosses.
Probably.
I just think they put our podcast in like the biohazard zone and just like don't listen to it. It's fine. We don't need to go there anymore.
They'll be fine. Yeah.
They'll be fine. Locked On Sharks there. Locked On Sharks on Facebook or Instagram. JD put us all our work there. So if you want to DM us, go for it. If you'd like to subscribe on the tube, you can do that. YouTube Locked On Sharks, marching towards 1,000 is the ultimate goal. So please subscribe. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. If you haven't, thank you for your service. I'm tired of reading these emails. If you'd like to listen to us, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher. Is there an actual one I'm supposed to say after Stitcher?
I don't know.
Pocket Cast? I don't know. Whatever you do, we're there.
Keep sending us the Spotify Wrapped. It makes us feel good about ourselves. So
yeah, Spotify Wrap it up. Yep. Safety first. I can honestly say that I don't use podcasts on Spotify, so I didn't have any. And if I did, I don't listen to my own show. So there's that. If you'd like to follow JD, you can do that at my Fryhole, but only follow me first and then follow JD so I can stay ahead of the followers.
You're getting worried. Somebody's catching up to you. Yeah, you can follow Kyle at Kyle Demetrius.
Thank you. I think I've got like a 250 follower lead or something like that right now.
It's like 150. I'm at 669 right now, so
very I'm nice. At 8 something. Yeah. Like 130. Oh, it's getting tight. Follow me. Follow me only. Kyle Demetrius. Every day. I will send you a personalized DM if you follow me. DM me and be like, I followed you because you told me to. And then I will send you a personalized DM. Yeah.
Thank you for making us your first listen. Go listen to Locked On Pets or Locked On Rangers. John does a good job over there. Or Locked On Columbus, or wherever.
Locked On Raptors.
Or Locked On Raptors. Sean, get us more money, please.
I don't know. Should we sign off like we're from New York?
Go ahead.